Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
I had to go about it, write it out, and find it myself. And there's some stories I can tell.
This is the final word of Adam Collins and Jeff Lennon. This might very well be the fastest and quickest final word of all time, Jeff. Because all we're doing today, as we sit at Worcester, day two of the tour game at the Tea Interval, is promoting our live show with the great Jim Maxwell sitting to your right and Mitchell Johnson. It's on Monday night. Tell us all about it.
Well, yeah, we're going to the Hampstead Cricket Club, which is in London. It's near Lord's. It's venue appropriate. It's just a couple of stops down the Jubilee line. So if you're in London or surrounds, you'd be foolish not to go. There aren't that many tickets left, though. So it's probably redundant even doing this promotional thing because people have been buying them so fast. But we've got Jim here. We knew that we had a long tour ahead, so we said, Jim, we should get out there and tell your story to the masses.
I once played at Hampstead in 1972 for Hampstead. John Loxton, who played for Queensland, had been playing there. And I was sharing a house that he and someone else had at the back end of the Collegians tour. So they said, you go and play for these blokes. So I made a few, and I took on what I thought was a very ordinary fieldsman chasing the ball down to third man for the third. He ran me out by half the length of the pitch, and they didn't let me forget it. They said, you bloody Aussies, just because you think Poms can't throw, you're wrong.
How's it possible that we've known each other as long as we have, Jim, and we've never discussed the fact that we're both alumni of the Hampstead Cricket Club? I'm surprised this has not come up before.
Yeah, well, as I say, in all these cricket conversations, you just need a trigger. Need something. And it was Hampstead today, as it turns out. So that's a nice little coincidence.
Now, Jim, I feel like we've got you at a good time in your life and career for this, because you seem to have felt a lot more freedom in the last couple of years to play your shots and to get some of the stories out that may have been in the vault gathering dust for a while.
That is true. And I told a few people about Wayne Holdsworth's excitement in the New South Wales dressing room when he made his debut. Probably something I can't tell at the moment, but I might on Monday night. It's one of those contests that you don't see too often today. So I'll tease you on that one.
I can't possibly imagine where that's going. I assume cards. Doug Walters' must be a card
game. Must
game.
Be. So in order to go, finalwordcricket.com, there are, contrary to what Jeff said, jump on there now and buy a ticket because there are still some
there
available.
There are a few. I'm not saying there are none, but I think there are about 25.
Well, 25 it is. Go and snap up one of those 25. They're 20 quid a pop, and you'll get your value money's worth because it'll be Jim Maxwell, This Is Your Life, followed by the oral history of Mitchell Johnson and the Ashes.
It's 50 quid if you're standing, isn't it?
Well, there will be some standing room as well. So there'll be seats. If you prefer to stand near the bar, it's a great lovely space there at Hampstead, so you'll have the chance to do either. Bring your mates.
And give us a sense, Jim, of what you would particularly like to talk to Mitch Johnson about, because we'll have that opportunity in the second half of the show.
I want to talk to Mitch about his tennis. He could have been a great tennis player, right? So apart from maybe being a bit irreverent about aspects of his cricket, I'd like to talk to him about tennis, because I was told, a bit like the story around Bradman's versatility as a sportsman, that Mitch could have been another Rod Laver.
Wow.
That's a big call.
That's something to whet the appetite for Monday night. No, it's not nothing at all. Set it up beautifully, Jim.
But I think, you know, watching him in 2013-14, when he was bowling at the absolute peak of his powers, you know, you were saying at the time this was one of the most thrilling episodes of cricket you'd seen in your life.
It was. I remember John Snow barreling through us in 70-71, and he was frightening at times, frightening, let off the leash. And the sight of Mitchell Johnson on a flat pitch at Adelaide Oval, because I was lucky enough to be side on having lunch at the Sacker, after lunch, was amazing. And they fiddled around with the sight screen. He really had the English at lower order shitting themselves. Absolutely shitting themselves.
I like that this is already not the tone of the ABC broadcast.
No, it'll be different to the. It'll be Jim Maxwell unplugged to a certain extent.
Off the leash himself.
Off the leash himself. That's well put.
on a dead pitch.
You've got to get back into the commentary box to call the final session of this tour game between Australia and Worcestershire. They've just put on about 100 odd for the last two wickets. So that's
over. I think 125 or so for the last two wickets.
Charlie Morris.
Remember the name.
An unbeaten half century hitting Mitchell Starc after two bounces before the break.
Starc hit him in the head earlier. So when Starc was bowling the first spell. Charlie Morris is a number 10 with a higher score, I think, of 32 in first-class cricket. He got sconed hard in the helmet when he was on about 20. He's batted on and made a half century, and then they've declared about 60 behind, saying, go on, fellas, let's see what you can make. Rack them up and we'll knock them off. So Worcester have come for the
trivia.
Fight.
Yeah. Three members of the Cobham family, Lord Cobham and his one either side, played here. One captain of this team. Now, Lord Cobham, that family is very famous, not just because my younger son played cricket at Hagley, but because originally the Guy Fawkes Stirrers were involved with the Cobham family. And they were caught...
Oh, like the gunpowder plot.
The gunpowder plot, yeah. And they were caught in a house where the cricket ground now sits, and they were all hung, drawn and quartered. Just thought you'd like to know that.
Wow. When you said the fork stirrers, I thought you meant kitchen implements of some sort.
Special comments, Jim Maxwell. Right, let's leave it there. It's going to be the final word live on Monday night, the 12th of August at Hampstead Cricket Club. Two stops up the Jubilee line from St. John's Wood. Very easy to get to. If you're an Australian in town for the Lord's Test, jump on and buy a ticket. If you live in West London or live anywhere in London for that matter, your chance to hold court with not only Jim Maxwell but Mitchell Johnson as well. It should be a thrilling night. Finalwordcricket.com. Jeff?
And I think, you know, depending on the on the advisory rating on the content, we might pop a few edited highlights up on the Patreon page, which might mean if you want to access that, you can sign up on Patreon, patreon.com/thefinalword, throw a couple of bucks in the tin, and then you can hear some bits and pieces as we go on.
We put the previous live show up on the podcast feed, and it was fairly loose by the end of it, so we probably won't put the whole thing up, but that's the incentive to come along and be part of it on Monday. So this is the final word. Adam Collins, Jeff Lemon, signing off at Worcester. We'll talk to you all on Monday night at Hampstead. I ain't protected, brother, I ain't fenced in. If my future questions my current senses, that'd be the same we've been doing for centuries. Sorry if I ran out to